PRI, Public Radio International.
From the Scandinavian Northland, Edvard Grieg, Carl Nielsen, and Jean Sibelius, with Frenchman Jean-Pascal Tortelier conducting, it's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio.
I have done all the symphonies, which is quite a journey, but as I'm sure you very well know, the second, the first, and the fifth are the most celebrated symphonies of Sibelius, and this is the ideal orchestra for a piece like that. I have to say, your Pittsburgh Symphony is always a joy for me to work with.
You'll hear Edvard Grieg's Suite from Peer Gynt, Carl Nielsen's Flute Concerto with the principal flute of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Lorna McGee, and Jean Sibelius' Symphony No. 5. I'm Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Our program is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony. That's Edvard Grieg playing his own Norwegian bridal procession in Leipzig in 1906 on a Velte Mignon piano roll. Grieg was a fine pianist. He concertized widely and played his piano concerto in London with great success, the piano concerto rivaling the popularity of the music you'll hear next, written for the play Peer Gynt. Norwegian folk music greatly influenced his writing, an influence you'll hear in the music for the play by Ibsen. Henrik Ibsen wrote his five-act allegorical drama Peer Gynt in 1867 while living in Italy. It tells the story of the downfall and redemption of a Norwegian peasant anti-hero. Unlike Ibsen's previous dramas, it was written in verse and wasn't originally intended for the stage. But in 1874, Ibsen changed his mind and wrote to his friend and compatriot Edvard Grieg, asking him if he'd compose some music for a production of the play. It wasn't easy for Grieg. He wrote, "Peer Gynt progresses slowly." When writing a letter to a friend in August of 1874, he said, "There is no possibility of having it finished by autumn. It is a terribly unmanageable subject." But Grieg's wife Nina noted, "The more he saturated his mind with a powerful poem, the more clearly he saw that he was the right man for a work of such witchery and so permeated with the Norwegian spirit." After the premiere, the play was revived several times, and each time Edvard Grieg added more music. The score was published in 1908, a year after Grieg died, with 23 individual numbers, lasting a total of nearly 90 minutes. With the length of the drama and its incidental music by Grieg, full-scale productions are rare. The original score requires soloists, chorus, and orchestra. Peer Gynt doesn't appear very often on the stage, but it did turn up on the radio in 1946. It starred Ralph Richardson as Peer Gynt, Laurence Olivier as the Troll King, and Joyce Redman as Solveig. It was an episode of the CBS radio anthology series Columbia Workshop with the Old Vic Theatre Company of London on a rare visit to New York City. The broadcast took place on the 9th of June, 1946, and here is a sample.
We pause now in our Columbia Workshop presentation of Peer Gynt, and after the usual 15-second station identification break, you will hear the further adventures of Peer Gynt, played by Ralph Richardson and the Old Vic Theatre Company. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
¶¶ Peer Gynt's youth is over. Orza is dead. And Peer goes away. Away from Norway. Away from his past. Peer Gynt is still on the run. Up in the forest stands the unfinished hut. The hut he built for Solveig. And there Solveig waits for Peer.
The Old Vic Theatre Company of London and the production of Henrik Ibsen's Peer Gynt with music by Edvard Grieg, played by the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, Herbert Menges conducting. That broadcast took place on June 9, 1946. You're about to hear Edvard Grieg's music for Peer Gynt with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Jan-Pascal Tortelier. There is a happy ending to the story. Peer Gynt wanders far and wide to Morocco, China, and Africa, meeting Arab girls, as well as Ingrid and Anitra. There are shepherd girls and trolls. As an old man, Peer Gynt does find happiness with his true love, who has remained faithful all of Grieg's life, Solveig. Here is the incidental music for the play Peer Gynt, written by Edvard Grieg, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Jan-Pascal Tortelier conducting. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra played music by Edvard Grieg. His incidental music for Henrik Ibsen's play, Peer Gynt. We began with the prelude, followed by Solveig's song, Anitra's Dance, The Arabian Dance, Mourning, Ingrid's Lamentation, In the Hall of the Mountain King, Peer Gynt's Homecoming, and Asa's Death. Jan-Pascal Tortelier conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Music from Peer Gynt was heard in the Pittsburgh Orchestra's first season, 1896, with founding conductor Frederick Archer at Pittsburgh's Carnegie Music Hall. You heard 9 of the original 23 pieces that Grieg wrote for Ibsen's play. The music was completed in the autumn of 1875. The play's lavishly staged premiere took place on February 24, 1876, in Oslo, Norway. Grieg conducted the orchestra himself. The premiere was a success, but Grieg bitterly wrote that the Swedish management of the theater had given him specifications as to the duration of each number and the order. He said, "I was compelled to do patchwork. In no case had I opportunity to write as I wanted, hence the brevity of the pieces." Grieg was born in 1843 in Bergen, Norway, where you can visit Grieg Hall, study at Grieg Academy, hear the Edvard Grieg Choir, visit the Edvard Grieg Museum, and stay at the largest hotel in town, the Quality Hotel Edvard Grieg. Sir Laurence Olivier appeared in the cast of Peer Gynt as the Troll King for the New York visit of London's Old Vic Theatre Company and the CBS Radio Network adaptation heard in 1946.
Wait a moment, my lad. You've got to make a few promises, too. If you break them, our pact becomes null and void, and you'll be lucky to get out of here alive. First of all, you must promise to wipe your mind the whole world outside the Ronda Mountain.
Well, if I'm king here, that ought to be easy.
Out there, among men living under the blue, the saying says, man, to thyself be true. In the hills, we have no time for such self-righteous stuff. Our saying goes, troll, do thyself be enough.
Sir Laurence Olivier as the Troll King in Peer Gynt by Henrik Ibsen with music by Edvard Grieg, heard on the CBS Radio Network in 1946. It's all Scandinavia from this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast. I'm Jim Cunningham. Next, Carl Nielsen, who was born 10 years before Grieg died. Jan-Pascal Tortelier will conduct Principal Flute Lorna McGee in the Nielsen Flute Concerto, which has been heard only once before at Heinz Hall. It's a rare item for Maestro Tortelier, too.
I think I must have done it 20 or 25 years ago, and I forgot it. I forgot it somehow. I had to work hard on it, because on this music, which is very different from anything else. Is it to do with the Nordic temperament, that there is a sort of independence of view, independence of music ideas and combination of notes and then harmonic patterns which do not quite relate to the mainstream symphonic music which we are used to hear, you know, the mainstream classical music? There are inventions and ideas which are very original, and Lorna McGee, of course, you know, the principal flute, is giving it all the talent and personal musicality which she has to offer, and she's doing a magnificent job. I find it is a pleasure to accompany her, but I have to say it is a special experience for me to be doing this concerto. It's not like when I accompany a Beethoven or a Tchaikovsky or a Saint-Saëns or even some more modern concerto, Prokofiev, Shostakovich, which I have known for decades and things. This one is a bit of a one-off. And I have to be very careful what I am doing with the accompaniment and everything, make sure that everything remains as clear as possible.
In the Nielsen Flute Concerto, soloist Lorna McGee will hold her own in a friendly joust with the winds and brass of the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Yes, they have some duos, and the woodwinds are in great demand in that work. There's a clarinet that has a lot of solos which he shares with the flute, as you say, the bass trombone, Murray is with us, and hautbois. As I say, the woodwinds are really featured a lot.
Lorna McGee was born in Scotland. Before emigrating to America in 1998, she was principal flute of the BBC Symphony in England. Carl Nielsen was born in Odense, Denmark in 1865. He wrote his flute concerto in 1926. Swiss composer Arthur Honegger heard the premiere of the flute concerto at the Salle Gaveau in Paris. He said it was piquant, fluent, and with no dearth of humor. Just the same, Carl Nielsen had second thoughts about the ending and revised it a bit before he conducted it in Oslo 3 weeks later. Here is Jan-Pascal Tortelier to conduct the flute concerto by Carl Nielsen with the principal flute of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Lorna McGee.
Thank you.
Jan-Pascal Tortelier conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You heard the Carl Nielsen Flute Concerto with the principal flute of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Lorna McGee. Lorna McGee has made several recordings. She appears with Heidi Klutzen, harp, on two CDs for the Skylark music label, and she recorded with the Trio Verlan, along with her husband David Harding, viola, and Heidi Klutzen, harp. Lorna McGee taught at the University of Michigan and the University of British Columbia. Lorna McGee is a member of the faculty at Carnegie Mellon University. She has appeared as a soloist with the London Symphony and the London Philharmonic, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Lorna McGee played the Penderecki Flute Concerto with the Oregon Bach Festival, with the composer conducting. Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Flute Lorna McGee is back on stage. She has her flute in her hand, and we're going to have more.
Syrinx, wipe this.
Thank you.
after she played Carl Nielsen's Flute Concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Jan-Pascal Tortelier, Principal Flute Lorna McGee gave an encore, Syrinx by Claude Debussy. Claude Debussy wrote Syrinx in 1913 as music for a play by Gabriel Mauré, which was never finished. Debussy first gave it the title Flute of Pan. Lorna McGee joined the Pittsburgh Symphony as a member in 2011, having appeared as a guest on earlier visits back to 2006. Her study of music began with the piano at age 6, and she took up the flute at age 8. Our smorgasbord of Scandinavian classics continues with the Jean Sibelius Fifth Symphony in just a moment. Jim Cunningham with you. Malia Toronjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Our assistant conductors are Francesco Leche Chong and Andres Franco. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website, and you can find archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Take a moment and drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. Get them free while they last. They'll help you find the soloist at your next concert adventure. You'll also receive the radio guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, with photographs of some of our soloists this season, including Gabriela Montero and Itzhak Perlman. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit the website at psoradio.org or send email to pso@wqed.org. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to the Pittsburgh Symphony on PRI, Public Radio International.